rah and stir ourselves up for this situation, but we could be coming in limping from the other situations. Is that faith? No, we got to let our heart be established. I like what Bill Johnson said. He said, we pray for people, and if we lose them, we pray for them to come back. And if they don't come back, we bury them and we mourn with those who mourn, but then we get up and we keep going with a diligence because we need more of him. He's not for once questioning the will of God. He's settled that in his heart. So the fact that they lost somebody doesn't change the gospel. The fact that we lose somebody ought to change us and make us more diligent and vigilant than ever before. Do you get it? Because they can live. I remember praying in my bedroom already. I lost a fellow once, and I remember saying, God, they can be here, they can live. If I saw and understood and had a revelation, God. And in a couple days, the Lord privileged me to pray for a man in the same situation with the same terminal thing. And God came and whacked that thing. Man, I like that. I really do. Because, you know, I could have said, well, you know, maybe you ought to call Todd because the last guy I prayed for. Serious, man. You know, give Pastor Don a call. You know, I think he's probably riding pretty high today. I'm just kind of licking my wounds here. But I love you, brother. Who knows? I don't want to be in that place. That stuff we can take personal where the kingdom's concerned. I believe that we can take to heart and say, wait a minute, this has got to stop. This is not the revelation of the Christ, and I can't have this as the manifestation of my life. If they're not healed, I can't live with that. God, you didn't create me in your image and fill me with the same spirit to raise Christ from the dead for me.